USA News, I'm John Schaefer. According to a report from NBC News, there are discussions underway regarding a potential three-day pause in the Israel-Hamas conflict. The pause is being considered to facilitate the delivery of more humanitarian aid into Gaza and potentially lead to the release of some hostages held by Hamas. The report also indicates that Qatar is serving as an intermediary in these discussions. Ivanka Trump is giving testimony in her father's civil fraud trial in New York, specifically regarding the Trump Organization's line of credit. New York Attorney General Letitia James contends that Ivanka personally gained from the exaggerated figures of her father's business.
Ms. Trump will do all that she can to try to separate herself from this corporation, but she's inextricably tied to the Trump Organization.
Ivanka stated that she had no involvement in the creation of her father's financial statements, and such matters were not within her knowledge. The testimony follows the earlier appearance from former President Trump earlier this week. Following an explosion at a chemical plant near a town north of Houston, residents are being urged to stay indoors and take shelter. Jeff Harfield, owner of Sound Resource Solutions, says they process chemicals, then ship them out, but nothing is stored on site.
Hazardous materials, yes, but it's the type of material you probably have under your kitchen sink.
The significant fire has resulted in smoke columns rising hundreds of feet into the sky, prompting the presence of emergency response teams. There has been one reported injury from the explosion, a person taken to the hospital with minor burns. Tonight, former President Trump is scheduled to host a rally, while some GOP presidential contenders might seize the opportunity during a debate to attribute last night's election losses to him. Throughout the day, candidates have been pointing the finger at Trump, either directly or indirectly, for the Republicans' less-than-stellar performance in Tuesday's elections. And the giant pandas at the Smithsonian National Zoo in Washington left for China this morning. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The House Judiciary Committee held a hearing looking into the current state of the First Amendment at American colleges and universities as Jewish students told stories about being harassed by pro-Palestinian supporters on campus, saying it happens on a daily basis.
Professors and student organizations have been fueling Jew hatred and spreading it across campus with disregard or potentially even with deliberate intent to incite.
Amanda Silverstein is a student at Cornell, and she says she hears people every day screaming from the river to the sea. Ohio is now the 24th state to have legalized recreational marijuana. Adults 21 and over can purchase and possess up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana and grow cannabis plants now in their own homes. And People's Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2023 is...
Hi there, my name is Patrick Dempsey, and finally, I am this year's People Magazine Sexiest Man Alive.
The 57-year-old actor, known for his role as Dr. Derek McDreamy Shepherd on ABC's Grey's Anatomy, says he thinks it's great he's getting the honor at this point in his life.
It gives me a platform to actually talk about, like, the Dempsey Center and the type of work that we're doing there. So there, if you can use this for something positive, I think that's good. And certainly my ego takes a nice little bump.
The Dempsey Center, an organization he founded in honor of his late mother to help cancer patients and their families. I'm Corey Myers.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.